This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And Walmart wants in on the digital ad game, in case you were wondering. It will join the likes of Amazon in the race for ad dollars. Why stop at being the world's largest retailer when you can become a big seller of advertisements, too? More importantly, how does this all impact your online shopping sensibilities? Or does it? We'll talk about it after these tech headlines. Apple and Facebook are fighting an international encryption battle. The Journal writes about how regulators in Australia and the UK are currently making it easier for law enforcement to pressure companies for data. Law enforcement officials from 10 countries, including the US, Australia, and India, recently met in Brazil to discuss the data access problem. And while the U.S. hasn't pursued any legal action since notably backing off Apple 3 years ago, according to the Journal, the FBI is very curious to see how new Australian legislation in particular will be implemented and what will be the global impact. The Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan has more on the growing international encryption battle at WSJ.com. The Securities and Exchange Commission has asked a federal judge to hold Tesla CEO Elon Musk in contempt of court. This is over tweets he made last week discussing the automaker's 2019 projected production volumes. In a court filing, the SEC said Mr. Musk violated a condition of his settlement with the regulator last year when he was accused of tweeting misleading information about taking Tesla private. Mr. Musk's deal with the SEC required that Tesla officials pre-approve any statements from Mr. Musk that could affect the company's stock price. You can check out the involved tweets in question at WSJ.com to get more of the story. Tesla shares, incidentally, were off 4% after hours following the SEC filing. Justice Department officials and lawmakers are considering an overhaul of longstanding music licensing rules. These rules have long pitted songwriters and publishers against the digital streaming services that want to play their compositions. The government's review could have major implications on the multi-billion dollar music industry. In the coming weeks, the DOJ is expected to decide whether it should modify or terminate two legal agreements that have basically governed how music has been licensed since 1941. Opponents of that current system say the rules unfairly disadvantage artists and limit music publishers from striking their own licensing deals. The Justice Department has signaled it believes many of its decade-old antitrust degrees are outdated and ought to be wiped out, or at least modernized. Coming up, Walmart dials up its digital game, how it's looking to use its access to shopper data for a bigger piece of the online advertising pie. Walmart has something new to sell. The Journal says enticing marketers with its very own ad space and access to shopper data may just be the latest digital trick Walmart has up its sleeve. Let's talk to the Journal's Sarah Nassauer for more. She joins us in the Wall Street Journal podcast studio right now. Hey, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So this would mean a fresh new digital ad business in-house. This is not something new for Walmart necessarily, but how does it see itself taking it to the next level, using its wealth of shopper data, to say the least, to sell new marketing opportunities?
That's its whole peg, right? Is we have lots of data. We have lots of shoppers. We're the largest retailer in the world. If there's one thing we have, it's data. Walmart has had data for a long time. So what's new here, it's sort of more of an evolution of what they've really been trying to do for a long time, which is monetize that data more. And so they're bringing in their ads, digital ad sales business in-house. That means sort of unwinding their deal with Triad, which is owned by WPP, and also just coordinating, they say, between stores, digital, Vudu, which is their online streaming service, any Walmart Inc. property that you want to advertise on, whether that's a store or a website, they want the advertisers, their suppliers, to come to them as a one-stop shop.
So I guess we, as the online shoppers, we might suddenly find ourselves shopping at Walmart.com a little easier, I might gather.
Yeah, and also, you know, Walmart has long-standing and deep relationships with most big consumer goods companies in the country, Hollywood studios. They look to Walmart for a big chunk of their sales. So Walmart is hoping that it can kind of make the pitch to those companies' CMOs and say, hey, you know, instead of going to the cable TV network, just come to us and give us that money.
You get the sense that Walmart does okay in terms of retail. We all kind of get that sense. But when you compare it to the online online shopping of big tech, not so much.
Yeah, they're still a small player when it comes to e-commerce. E-commerce is still a tiny percentage of their over $500 billion in annual global revenue. And so that's a place where they're growing. So, you know, you look at Amazon, a lot of this is about Amazon, which it often is in retail these days. Mm-hmm. And Amazon now is, you know, by some estimates, the third largest seller of digital ads after Facebook and Google. And they sort of crept up in some ways, you know, on other folks with that scale. And Walmart's just sort of taking note of that and saying, hey, we have a lot of shoppers too. They might not all be online. There might not be as many online shoppers as Amazon, but we certainly have a lot of shoppers in stores and a lot of data.
Right. And this online world in particular, online shopping world, I should say, the way it is shifting and evolving by way of VR and new innovation, is that part of it? You know, we mentioned Amazon again, but is this part of Walmart really needing to amp up its ambitions in order to keep up? If there's one thing we talk about on the podcast, it's how big tech and ad dollars go hand in hand. And with Walmart angling for this new source of revenue, you can see how it could all come together nicely.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's logical. You know, it's interesting because Walmart has tried something similar in the past called the Merchant Exchange, or sorry, Walmart Exchange.
Right.
And, you know, this was going back years ago now. It's ancient history, but this was sort of a similar pitch. You know, we have a lot of data, come to us. But that was a little bit more limited in scope. It was, you know, banner ads. This was the days of banner ads.
Right. I mean, yeah.
And, you know, Walmart.com was even smaller. And so, you know, and they brought in Triad to do sales for that effort eventually. And, you know, so this is Walmart saying from a very high level, from the CEO on down, you know, right, we want to make a go of this in a more serious way, basically.
Very good. Sarah Nassauer, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for the tech news briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.